Thank you very much. And good morning. Good morning. Maybe I could just have the lights at the front off. That might be helpful. We might be able to see a bit more clearly. Yeah? Okay. Okay, so my name is Steve, and I come all the way from the wilds of Corsham. And I've been in Corsham, what, for 80-odd years, but also spent 7.5 years in Tanzania. Now, normally when I go to a church, the first thing I say is, has anyone heard of the Word for the World? I don't think I'm going to have to ask that question here, because I know that most of you have heard of the Word for the World, and in particular, Barry and Julia Funnell. They want me to pass on their greetings to you and to say thank you for your continued and lengthy support. So thank you very much on behalf of them and the Word for the World for the way you have supported them for, I don't know, over 20 years, maybe more. So thank you. They actually are in South Africa. They flew out yesterday. I think Barry spends more time on a plane than he does in his home in Bedford. But they have leadership meetings this coming week in South Africa. So, in short, the Word for the World works in over 30 different countries, and we're involved in over 370 projects in Asia, Africa, and also Eastern Europe. And for the next few minutes, I just want us to focus on a Bible launch. So what is a Bible launch? When we go to a people group and we spend time translating God's word into their language, that can take 15 years. At the end of that, when God's word is published, printed, there is a huge event, people get together, Bibles are distributed, and then that's the first time that they have God's word in their language. This is a launch in somewhere in Africa. and a few years ago, but you can see a couple of Bibles. I just love this picture. It's one of my favorite photos of people reaching out for God's commands. Psalm 119, which we started with. I just love the look on this guy's face here. Desperate to get his hands on the word of God that he can understand in his own language. But it's not to Africa that I want to go to talk about a particular launch that's happened fairly recently. It's actually to Eastern Europe. And you might be surprised to hear that there are still languages in Europe that do not have the Bible, a full Bible, in their mother tongue language. So, I'm told that there are 315 languages in Europe. Only 75 have a full Bible. That's astounding, isn't it? On our doorstep. So I want to take you to somewhere in Eastern Europe and to a people group called the Roma people, or the Romani people. Used to be known as the Romani gypsies because of their kind of previous nomadic lifestyle. We've had a project amongst the Roma people now, I think, for 17, 18 years, in particular in the country of Slovakia. So, the Roma people, considered to be Europe's oldest and largest minority people group. Originally from India, about 1,000 years ago, the Romani people began to migrate from India into Europe. The estimate is that there are 10 million Roma people living within Europe. So significant populations in the Balkans, but also in Turkey, in Spain, France as well. So they are still a very marginalized people group. They are kind of on the outskirts of society. And down through the years, the Romani people have been persecuted and put on the fringe. And even now, in Slovakia, a number of places I visited, their settlements were on the outskirts of town. So still a very marginalized people group, persecuted down through the centuries. In the 16th century, here in England, we expelled the Romani people from this country. During the Second World War, Hitler tried to destroy them as a people group. So even now, there is still that stigma attached to being a Roma within Europe. And as a result of that, the conditions in which the Roma people often live are way below the poverty line. I visited Slovakia for this particular launch about 18 months ago now. And I was taken to a village of Jarovnice, a population of 7,000 Roma people, the largest Roma community in Slovakia. But the conditions that many of them lived in were, I found, unbelievable. I've lived in Tanzania for 7 years, so used to poverty, but on an African level. This was like going into a slum in Africa, but I was in Europe. It was freezing cold, and a lot of the buildings, if you can call them that, shacks, buildings, don't have gas, don't have electricity, don't even have a water supply. So I was struck by the poverty of this particular Roma settlement that I visited. And the unemployment rate is over 90%. So they are very much a people group. Because they're shunned and kept on the outskirts of society, they find it hard to get employment. So you can imagine what it's like for them. This guy's name is Marek. He is a Roma. He has an incredible testimony of how he became a Christian. He then became involved in Bible translation amongst the Roma people of Slovakia. Now, you would think the Roma people in Europe, over 10 million, they all speak the same language. That would be easy. They don't. Because they are scattered all over the world and all over Europe, they think that there are over 40 different Roma languages or dialects. So it's not just translating into one language. So the Slovakian Roma language was begun back in 2008, the translation of their Bible. And this guy, Marek, has been involved since 2008. So there is Marek on the right. The New Testament was completed in 2014. Okay? This photo on your left, that's Marek in the middle. The same guy as the guy on the right 9 years later. That shows what it does to you, eh? So the New Testament translation, 2014. The Old Testament translation, 2023. So it just gives you an idea of how long it takes to laboriously work at translating God's word, word for word, into a language that they can understand. This was at the launch. Three rather tough-looking Roma men. And we gathered at this conference centre to launch the Roma Bible. And they all queued up for their Bibles, families, pastors, people in the community, and 10,000 copies of God's word were handed out within that community and within Slovakia amongst Christians there. So we pray on for the Roma people. In particular in Slovakia, Marek is now pastoring a church. All sorts of things are happening within that community. Even as so far as to say miracles are happening and God is working within the Roma community and building up the church in Slovakia. And their prayer when I was there was, Lord, would you work in us that we as a Roma people may expand and be a witness into the country of Slovakia. So we're also involved in Roma projects in Serbia and also Croatia. We also have other projects in Albania. We're beginning to start a project in Poland. So it's not just Africa and Asia, although that's where the majority of our projects are, but we're also involved in Eastern Europe in a growing sort of way. Now, I think once we begin to have coffee and tea afterwards, I'll put some literature out and feel free to take that literature with you if you want to find out more about our work and where we are currently working. Thank you.